John Batchelor with my colleagues Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy and Hussein Haqqani of the Hudson Institute. Gentlemen, we just have a few minutes. The facts are very few in Minnesota. The allegation is that the shooter, according to the Wall Street Journal, has been arrested. Suspect in Minnesota shootings arrested after manhunt. Suspect, alleged, 57 years old. Bill, this looks like an act of terror. You've been reporting on terror for more than two decades. How do you measure these acts, such as the two attempted assassinations of President Trump or the killing of the health executive in New York? These look like political violence. Is that what we're dealing with Al-Qaeda and ISIS at the same time? Political violence. We have a couple of minutes, Bill.
Yeah, so I view these are and certainly acts of terror, but they're individual acts. All three of the cases that you mentioned here are individuals who are doing this on their own volition. None of the causes they espouse to represent and are encouraging these activities of political, domestic violence, terror. Whereas in the case of Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, and other terror groups, these are encouraged by the organizations. They often provide religious justification to conduct the attacks. So, for instance, the Pulse nightclub shooting in Miami, that individual swore allegiance to the head of the Islamic State before he carried out his attack. The Islamic State reportedly gave him the thumbs up for that. So that's where I delineate those two different types. They are both acts of terror in their own right, but how the origin of the decision to make those terror attacks come from different places.
Mr. Ambassador, we just have a minute. Political violence in the U.S. is commonplace. We have another episode now, we're told, in Minnesota. How is this viewed overseas? They shake their heads and say the Americans are crazy. What do they say? We have a minute.
They do say that the Americans are crazy. Look, most of the world has restrictions on firearms, and America has very few. And the belief in the Second Amendment is sometimes taken too far. But overall, America does have a higher level of violence, both of a criminal nature as well as of a political nature. Most people around the world think that the U.S. has to find a solution to that. And one of the things America could do relatively easily is to try and bring political temperatures down, which I don't think Americans want to do, both on the left and the right. Both sides believe in their righteousness, and therefore they keep pressing. And so in my 45 years of being in the United States and coming regularly, I have seen polarization only increase. And the consequence of polarization sometimes is violence.
Hussein Haqqani, Bill Raggio.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.